KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 18 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 39. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In Iowa news, legislators have started again to hammer out the details of a bill that would give school officials greater authority to address bullying that occurs on social media outside of school hours. The third straight year, legislators have tried to tackle the issue, and Senator Rob Hogue of Cedar Rapids is calling for a quick action.
One of the things that's so bad about this subject is it takes away from the ability for children to excel.
Governor Branstad has proposed that this year's bill include the requirement that parents be notified about bullying incidents that are investigated by school officials. A three-member Senate subcommittee is considering the idea of giving students the ability to veto that notification if they fear they'd be kicked out of their home once a parent finds out they're being bullied. Danny Carroll of the Family Leader, a conservative Christian group, opposes that.
That section is troubling regarding an exception of telling parents what's going on.
Advocates worry some children might be kicked out of their home if a parent learns they're being bullied by schoolmates because they're homosexual. Connie Ryan Terrell, a lobbyist for the Interfaith Alliance of Iowa, says students need to have the option to nix notice to their parents.
A child who is bullied, they know whether or not it's safe at home for the parents to receive that information. Also, when a child is bullied, they have no power. Part of bullying is that power imbalance, and so it gives them power back.
But critics say that if the veto power stays in the bill, a student could too easily keep their parents in the dark about bullying. Another new wrinkle in this year's legislation would set aside money for anti-bullying pilot projects at four Iowa schools. Senator David Johnson, a Republican from Ocheyedan, wants to ensure two of those four schools are in rural Iowa.
There are real serious issues out in our rural schools because there is a lot of isolation in many cases.
A three-member subcommittee of senators is scheduled to meet again today to try and iron out some of the details. Policy bills like this one must clear a committee in either the House or Senate by Friday, March the 6th, or the bills are ineligible for consideration after that deadline. In area news, the Audubon Police Department on Monday released a recent report on arrests. Officials say on Saturday, 25-year-old Darren Haller of Audubon was arrested for driving with a suspended license. Last Friday, 53-year-old Robert Charles Atkinson of Audubon was taken into custody on a charge of public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. And on February 17th, 29-year-old Skylyn Laverne Steffens of Audubon was arrested in Audubon on charges of driving while revoked and failure to obey a stop sign. Sheriff's officials in Fremont County released a report on recent arrests and incidents on Monday. Officials say on February 18th, 36-year-old Christopher Lynn Rakes of Shenandoah was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. That same day, 51-year-old Kelly Rochelle Gould of Shenandoah was arrested on a Fremont County warrant for probation revocation. On February 13th, 39-year-old Forrest Wayne King of Tabor was arrested in Fremont County for driving under suspension and failure to have insurance. On February 12th, 32-year-old Jeffrey Dale Hankins of Tabor was arrested for theft in the fifth degree and public intoxication. And on February 8th, 65-year-old John Thomas Davis of Hamburg was arrested for domestic abuse assault. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said also that a Hamburg man was transported by private vehicle to the Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg on February 13th following a rollover accident. Authorities say James Clark was traveling south on Bluff Road when his pickup drifted off the road and he overcorrected. The 1993 Chevy flipped onto its side and slid into the east ditch. Police in Glenwood report the arrest on Saturday of a local man on drug charges. 25-year-old Marcus Armstrong of Glenwood faces charges that include OWI first offense, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to affix drug tax stamp. Armstrong's bond was set at $7,300 altogether. Glenwood police are also investigating a property damage hit-and-run incident. Officials said at around 8:45 p.m. Saturday, an unknown vehicle struck a mailbox in the 900 block of North Locust Street in Glenwood, knocking the box off of its post. A broken passenger side mirror was found about 10 feet north of the mailbox. Authorities think the mirror came from a car or a small SUV. The victim claimed her white, metal, and plastic mailbox was valued at about $500. Authorities in Union County are investigating two reported incidents of break-ins and theft. The Sheriff's Department said yesterday that a Lorimore resident reported last week that sometime between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on February 17th, her house was broken into and several items were taken, including jewelry, video games, movies, six $2 bills, a 12-pack of Mountain Dew, gumballs, and AA batteries. The loss amounted to $5,500 altogether. On Saturday, an Afton resident reported that sometime over the last 2 months, someone broke into his house in Lorimer and took items that included a gas hot water heater, gas furnace, and copper piping. The loss was estimated at $2,800, with damage to a door estimated at $100. Authorities said also one person was injured during a single vehicle rollover accident early Sunday morning in Union County. 19-year-old Abel Vasquez of Lenox, who was wearing his seatbelt, was transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston by a friend after the 2007 Pontiac Grand Prix Vasquez was driving, went off the road and rolled over at around 3:45 a.m. Sunday. Officials say the car was traveling south in the 2700 block of Highway 25 when Vasquez swerved to avoid a deer. The car entered the east ditch, drove up and over a farm field entrance, and went airborne before coming to rest on its top in the east ditch. The car was totaled with the loss estimated at $7,000. Vasquez was cited for driving while suspended. Since there is no school for Exira EHK this Friday, February 27th, the Museum of Danish America is hosting a special free admission day for everyone. Children must have adequate supervision. All the exhibits will be open, and kids and their families will especially enjoy playing in the Lego play area and seeing the exhibit, Danish Children Growing Up in America, which features photographs and artifacts from childhood long ago. The museum will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday. And millions of high school seniors are attempting to figure out what path to choose for the next step in their life this time of year. And for most, a four-year college degree is assumed as the next step. Officials with Walnut Communications say that there are career paths that are local, well-paying, and don't require a mound of debt the four-year college degree typically takes. Walnut Communications has developed a program they hope will help fill the void of hard-to-find technicians. The program is entitled Grow a Tech, with hopes of literally growing a tech. Iowa's unique in that it has over 150 telecom companies, more than any other state in the nation. And it's estimated that 45% of the existing telecommunications techs will be nearing retirement in the next 5 years, and there are not enough technicians to hire. Walnut Communications General Manager Bruce Hain said the company is excited to offer the Grow a Tech program, and he encourages other Iowa telecom companies to follow their example and develop programs to train and hire local kids. Des Moines Area Community College, or DMAC, is the only Iowa school that currently offers a degree in the field of telecommunications. DMAC's Network Technology Telecom Data Communications program focuses on building and designing modern telecommunications network to make the internet, cell phone, and streaming video possible. The college offers an Associate of Applied Science degree in telecommunications technology, which takes about 20 months to complete. Walnut Communications says that persons interested in the program need to complete an application, go through an interview, and job shadow the companies as technicians. Walnut Communications will then choose up to 2 to 3 people to pursue the program at DMAC, and after a successful, satisfactory completion of the program, a full-time job in the technician department of Walnut Communications will be available. If you'd like more information on the Grow a Tech program, call 712-784-2211. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.